1-800-735-0230 and select a gift and name a school or library you'd like to sponsor. 1-800-735-0230. Volunteers are standing by. You can also request both copies so you can use the second copy as a holiday gift. You can support us with a $75 pledge and receive 40 of the newest episodes of From the Vault, featuring Edward Said, Lorraine Hansberry, John Lennon, Nias Nin, Lena Horne, and many others. Or you can pledge at the $350 level, our best value, and receive two sets of 240 hours of historic, educational, and very engaging programs. Call 1-800-735-0230 or visit supportpra.org.
Welcome, listeners, to 99.5 WBAI New York, 89.3 WPFW Washington, D.C., 90.1 KPFT Houston, 94.1 and 89.3 KPFA KPFB Berkeley, 88.1 KFCF Fresno, and 90.7 Los Angeles and 98.7 Santa Barbara, 99.5 China Lake, 93.7 North San Diego, KPFK, and online at supportpra.org and all five station websites. You're tuned to From the Vault, to the classroom, to libraries and beyond, Pacifica's national two-day broadcast to raise funds for the Pacifica Radio Archives and to continue the campus campaign.
Hi, this is Dolores Huerta. This is so precious and so historical, cannot be found anywhere else, and this is going to be made available to the schools and the campuses so that young people will understand this history and what it means to them in their lives and the lessons that they can take from this wonderful struggle. Such a great contribution that you are making, a gift to our society and to our history and especially to our children. Thank you very much. Si se puede.
It's very simple. When you make a contribution to the archives today, we'll send the compiled MP3 CDs packed with history to a school or college of your choice. Call 1-800-735-0230. For a complete list of today's schedule and details on all pledge gifts, visit us online at supportpra.org.
We must admit the past. Only the person who knows her past, his past, can begin to essay where she or he is today and how she or he may begin to chart his tomorrow.
Call 1-800-735-0230. That's 1-800-735-0230. Or donate online by going to supportpra.org. Help us take history out of our vault and into the classroom. And welcome to the noon hour on the Pacific Coast. This is Brian DeShazer, the director of the Pacifica Radio Archives, broadcasting live from the KPFK studios in Los Angeles to Berkeley, California in the North Bay area, and then New York City, New Jersey, into Washington, D.C., Maryland, Virginia, Houston, Texas, and all points Pacifica. And we are here for the noon hour with a very special three-guest panel, if you will. And we're going to be focusing on the most award-winning Pacifica radio series in its 62-year history that we've included in this gift package for you with your $350 pledge, 1-800-735-0230. The entire series called the Bill of Rights Radio Education Project and the series The Civil Liberties Radio Education Project was produced in the 1970s and rebroadcast and reproduced in the 1980s by our guests in studio, Miss Addie Gevins and Jenna Allison, who was an associate producer on the series way back when they were young women doing the yeoman's work.
We're still young
women. Still
feisty. Right. And we will have introduce a guest in a few minutes after we listen to our first clip from the Bill of Rights Radio Project, but we have the legendary Pacifica general manager and hero to our First Amendment rights, Mr. Will Lewis. And we have to say hello to our listeners for the moment.
Hello and pledge. Have you given out the telephone number yet?
1-800-735-0230. That was the voice of experience, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, he's never lost his touch.
But it's really exciting. This gentleman was with Pacifica at KPFK back in 1971 through 1977 at a very critical point in not only radio history and media history, but American history that deals with our Bill of Rights. And we'll get to that a little bit later in the program. But I'm going to ask Addie to introduce the idea of the series. What is the Bill of Rights Radio Education Project before we get to our first little sampling?
Okay. Well, I was doing documentaries at KPFA on various subjects, and a lot of them were related to civil liberties issues. I was really into doing things about the Moonies and different cults and Scientology and other things. And so I'd been working somewhat with the ACLU in Northern California, and they came up with the idea of working with KPFA and with the ACLU Northern California on a series of documentary programs that would talk about critical issues in the Bill of Rights, critical constitutional issues in such a way so that people would really understand that no matter what you think about the freedom of religion or the freedom of speech or the right to bear arms or whatever, there was something in it that would actually cause a challenge to you. So if you came from one side or you came to another side, what we wanted to do was to make you really feel where that conflict was and so that you would understand the opponent's view. And we felt that that would help move, you know, the society forward, the culture forward. And so what we did was we found controversial public policy issues, okay, that we then could work through talking about a specific issue of the Bill of Rights. For instance, we take the First Amendment and, you know, educate people as to what the First Amendment was, freedom of speech, freedom of assembly, what did that mean? And then we take a really controversial issue like the Nazis marching through Skokie, Illinois, a mostly Jewish suburb, and we would you know, play those two things so that people would be involved in this very controversial political issue. But the actual spectrum of views we were looking at was how much freedom can you really give and challenge the listener to really feel where they hit up against that wall.
Well, that's a relevant point when you're talking about the freedom of assembly, because we have a relevant point to introduce our first clip, which is just days ago, November 14th in Phoenix, Arizona. There's a story about neo-Nazis rallying in Phoenix, Arizona. Phoenix, Arizona, ladies and gentlemen, and that the counter-protesters were actually gassed and the police were protecting the rights of the neo-Nazis to protest. And our first clip is about what you said in Skokie, Illinois. So we've come full circle from the time when you originally produced the Bill of Rights Radio Education Project. And this entire series is going to be yours when you pledge your support to the Pacifica Radio Archives Preservation and Access Project at 1-800-735-0230. Not only will you get this material, this Bill of Rights Radio Project is about 10 hours long, including the Civil Liberties Project, but you'll get 240 hours of materials. And not only that, but we'll double down for you and let you donate a copy of it to a school of your choice. So if you think about the Bill of Rights Radio Education Project and educating civil liberties, where better to put it than into school libraries? Or, as you said, Addie, in places where schools of law are being headed up by right-wing people like Karl Rove. Let's get a copy of the Bill of Rights Radio Education Project to Karl Rove. At Pepperdine University. If somebody would sponsor Pepperdine University, we can get this project out to him. 800-735-0230 is the toll-free number. And let's listen to our first clip. And it's going to be a little bit jarring because it is about extremist groups and the right for freedom of assembly.
White men, women, and youth, this is Alan Vincent speaking. Thank you for calling the National Socialist White Workers' Party. The Spirit of God has indeed come down from heaven, and his name is Adolf Hitler. His spirit, eternal and triumphant, marches on with and leads his disciples and followers throughout the world in judgment and destruction of the old order and an inspiration towards the building of the new world system. White victory.
It's difficult to say whether the dozen or so organizations across the country which identify themselves as neo-Nazi constitute a growing movement. They certainly are becoming more visible. Helmeted men in stormtrooper uniforms wave swastikas in the morning papers and confront us in our living rooms on network news. For a while, America seemed to be titillated by the sight of goose-stepping misfits, but if people were ever laughing, they aren't anymore. Many are beginning to say, it might happen again, it happened before. In Europe, where memory is long, many states prohibit the espousal of Nazi ideology and the display of a swastika is prohibited. In the United States, where the Constitution demands that all political views, even the most extraordinary, be permitted to compete in the marketplace of ideas, neo-Nazis have recently run for public office under the slogan White Power. In this context, groups like the Nazis and the Ku Klux Klan have generated an increasingly heated debate over just how free freedom of expression can be.
Do you know what the First Amendment to the Constitution is?
Yeah, I think so. No freedom of speech shall be abridged.
Do you think that's a good idea?
You betcha.
Do you know what the First Amendment to the Constitution is?
No.
Could I read it to you?
Yeah.
It says, in part, Congress shall make no law abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or the right of people peaceably to assemble. Do you think that's a good idea?
Yes. Because everyone should be able to do what they feel. I mean, and say what they want.
What about groups like the Nazis and the Ku Klux Klan?
If they're not going to hurt people, I think it's okay.
Do you think that's a good idea, freedom of speech and freedom of religion?
They should be able to assemble and, you know, express their views or express their ideas.
What about groups like the Nazis and the KKK?
The Nazis, they should be ashamed of their trip because they're preaching white power.
So do you think the Nazis and the Klan should be stopped if they, say, want to march through Jewish neighborhoods or black neighborhoods or something like that?
If they want to march through a Jewish section, it's cool, but the Jews should kick their ass. That's the only thing I should say.
Do you think everyone should have the right to state their views and to demonstrate and that kind of thing?
If it's a peaceful demonstration and not causing any kind of, you know, disturbance, that's fine. But I think too many people over-demonstrate.
What about groups like the Nazis and the Ku Klux Klan?
If it's freedom, then they do have. But I think it's against what we fought for in the beginning.
What was that?
Well, for freedom.
And that was a little sampling of the Bill of Rights Radio Education Project, just a short sampling of what the complexity of the documentary is about. Addie Gevins, the executive producer of the series, and Jenna Allison, associate producer. And live in studio with us is joining Will Lewis, former KPFK general manager from 1971 to 77, and sort of was part in this era when the series was being built and produced. You were actually here at Pacifica working with Addie Gevins and Jenna Allison in sublevel as colleagues.
That's true. And I'm reminded that one of the most controversial things that we did at KPFK in those years was to invite the neo-Nazis down for a day.
And what happened? What was the result of that to the listenership? And
well, those who believed in the First Amendment applauded us. And, of course, those who the First Amendment is convenient for if it's somebody else's problem. When it's your problem, when you're Jewish and it's anti-Semitism, or you're black and
it's racist.
Yes, I mean it hits home, and you really have to take that extra step, and you have to take that deep breath and say, yes, the First Amendment lives. And distasteful as it is good to hear from the enemy.
Right. 1-800-735-0230. Is that C3 or what? 1-800-735-0230.
Now, when
C-0.
I call, what do I do? I'm going to pledge this hour.
Right. So when you call, the volunteers are waiting to take your pledge. And for $350, all you have to do is give your name, address, and a credit card number, and the name of a school, college, university, or other institutions where you believe that this particular set belongs. So it's 240 hours, which includes the entire Bill of Rights Radio Education Project. And think about sponsoring Pepperdine University, where Carl Rove heads the law department, and maybe a little re-education of the Bill of Rights would be apt for Mr.
Rove. Personally, to me, for all the work that I put into this for 10 years and really not sleeping for 10 years, which we'd been discussing.
Right, your life of sleep deprivation.
Around the country, working on these projects. If somebody would call 1-800-735-0230 and decide to donate this at $350, this whole set, to Bolt University, Bolt Law School at the University of California, Berkeley, where John Yu is a professor of law.
How do you spell it?
Y-O-O-U! Where John Yu, the famous lawyer who told Bush that torture is okay and constitutional. That would be incredibly meaningful to me for a whole lot of my, you know, life's work, if someone would call and donate that.
Right. Addie Gevins is one of the longtime producers at Pacifica who's won 2 Peabody Awards for her work with the DNA Files. And also Jenna Allison has also worked on the DNA Files for NPR and PBS and the Science Literacy Story.
I won a Peabody.
Congratulations. So, and actually, the Peabody is the biggest award in radio journalism, and we really appreciate that Addie's skill as a documentarian has served Pacifica and the Pacifica listener well over the decades, and is also the Preservation and Access Project Coordinator with the Archives. And as you've said, she went back to library school so that she could help save this collection, and it's been a life work of hers, and she's mentored me for the past 12 years, and it's now a life work of mine, 12 years, and Pacifica time is a lifetime. Will Lewis.
Yes.
Brian, if I call 1-800-735-0230 and I pledge $350, I understand there's some matching funds?
Yes, we need the matching funds because we just received a grant from the National Endowment for the Arts and from the American Archives. So every pledge that you every dollar that you donate to the archives is used as a matching fund so that we can preserve more materials that we've been able to discover and that we're just dying to listen to, like Maya Angelou and June Jordan and Charles Dutton from Ma Rainey's Black Bottom in New York City.
Wow.
And women's poetry readings and Palestinian and Jewish women's dialogue from New York City in 1971. These are things that are so incredibly vitally important to our cultural heritage in America. You know, getting them into the schools helps them get into the minds of a new generation so that the new scholars and the new professors and the new generation of radio and film documentarians will have a vocabulary that is wide-ranging and full range. 1-800-735-0230. $350 gets you 240 hours of material and allows you to double it up and name a school or a college of your choice to donate it to. Jenna Allison.
If Will Lewis does call 1-800-735-0230 or go to supportpra.org and pledge there, $350, will we ever know what school he's chosen to donate to and what other schools have benefited from this program?
Right. Online at supportpra.org, there is a full listing of all the schools that have been sponsored already, and they're incredible. But also what we do, if you're worried about it's already been done, I don't need to donate to that school. One thing about another school, it's okay. But we actually do, when we find multiple copies being donated to the same school, we disperse it out. We'll send one to a librarian, one to the head of a history department, one to the science department. You know, we sort of fill out the whole university to where if one gets lost, there'll be another one somewhere else. 1-800-735-0230.
And that $350 is going to be matched dollar for dollar from the
National Endowment for the Arts. Right.
That's terrific. I mean, I love that kind of incentive.
Yeah, 1-800-735-0230. And we're listening to the Bill of Rights Radio Education Project in this hour, and it is 12, the noon hour here on the Pacific Coast, the 3 o'clock hour on the East Coast, and they're in Texas, in Houston. Hello. Howdy. It's the 2 o'clock hour. And we're going to go to the next clip from the Bill of Rights Radio Education Project, which was produced at Pacifica almost 30-plus years ago. And we're going to listen to the part that talks about public libraries and the banning of books. Do you want to introduce this a little bit and tell us a little bit more about the projects or the right or the feedback from the listeners?
Well, one thing about this series is that we worked not only with the people who were like at the station at KPFA or at the station at WPFW or at the station at WBAI, but we worked with producers from around the country. And so people who were working with NPR and working with community radio stations from around the station, from around the country, who are now affiliated stations. A lot of people contributed. A lot of the producers, station producers, and independent producers, people who you might recognize from listening to different programs on the radio, contributed to this. So we had really the best talents. The these programs were, well, not this one, I think, but most of these programs were mixed by David Rapkin in New York, who is like absolutely the creme de la creme ever of Pacifica.
Great ear. Yes, a great ear.
Yes, right. yes, just brilliant. So anyways, I think that's what I got to say about this, except that the situation in the libraries and banning books in the libraries is still a live issue. It's totally happening. And one reason why I went back to library school to be able to save these tapes and everything is also because I so respected the librarians who I met, who were at the forefront of saving our First Amendment speech when I was doing these programs.
Well, certainly in the archives world, the librarians are our sisters and brothers on the other side of the field. And we'd like to shout out to them and also shout out to you, the listener, the Pacifica listener that's been there keeping the station alive. We now appeal to you to help us save the collection that you've helped amass over the decades at Pacifica. Tape by tape, individual by individual, we hope to preserve more tapes, and school by school and individual, student by student and educator by educator, we hope and plan to change the minds and the vocabulary of our United States as it pertains to our Bill of Rights, our Constitution, the civil rights movements of women, gays and lesbians, African Americans, Asians, Latino Chicanos, all that Pacifica has covered over the years. And we're going to go listen to that clip from the Bill of Rights Radio Education Project.
Like many Southern American communities, Washington County, Virginia has schoolhouses, churches, and country music. The small town of Abingdon is the county seat. Abingdon's people are proud of their town's history and culture, and especially proud of their modern public library over on Oak Hill Street. But right after the 1980 presidential election, the library became a center of controversy.
The fact that a book is housed in the library gives it a prestige. When I was a child, I had that type of confidence in the library. I did not know that they had, in effect, turned our library into an adult bookstore. To my sad amazement, that is basically what we've gotten here. Instead of buying good literature, we've had those that chose to buy pornography.
Just about everybody in the county knows Reverend Tom Williams, pastor of Emmanuel Baptist Church. In 1974, he pressured the local school board to ban a series of textbooks that he found objectionable. He was also the moving force behind the board's decision to teach creation science in the county schools. Reverend Williams decided to take on the public library when three local businessmen were charged with selling obscene literature to minors. Their attorney argued that magazines like Dude and Hustler are no more obscene than some books on the open shelves of the public library. Best sellers like Harold Robbins' Lonely Lady and Sidney Sheldon's Bloodline. After speed reading the books, the Reverend took to his pulpit, shocking his congregation with selected excerpts.
They are graphic, explicit, sexual descriptions of perverted sex scenes, even down to the minutest detail of even the movement of the tongue and oral sex, which to me is unconscionable. When you come and ask the people of a county to provide that type of pornography through the use of tax dollars.
The first time I met him, he came into the library and he wanted a list of all the books by Sidney Sheldon and all the books by Harold Robbins.
23-year-old Kathy Russell is the director of the Washington County Library.
We then wanted this list of names because if they wrote with a pornographic mind, then everything they wrote would be pornography, and he wanted that list, so I gave him that, and then he asked me for a list of the names of the people who had checked out the books, and I told him that I couldn't give him list of the names.
Suspecting the Reverend wanted to prove that children were reading the books, Kathy Russell consulted with the American Library Association in Chicago. She spoke to the director of the Office on Intellectual Freedom, Judith Krug.
When the librarian in Abingdon called. I said, you don't have to worry about that request because your records are specifically exempted from the Virginia State Open Records Law by statute.
You have a right to express your ideas and to receive ideas anonymously, the right to read without having other people know what you're reading.
John Shattuck is the legislative director for the American Civil Liberties Union in Washington, D.C.
If I go to a library and take out a book that is unpopular in my community, I should have a right to read that without anybody else knowing about it.
Civil libertarians say that privacy is protected by the constitutional guarantee of free expression. 9 states, including Virginia, have laws that specifically protect the privacy of library patrons. But state laws and constitutional rights did not sway Reverend Williams. He and a group of his followers began pressuring the library to remove the books. He threatened to sue Kathy Russell for distributing obscene literature to minors, until he discovered another state law that protects librarians. Others in the county resented the pressure exerted on their library. They protested as loudly as the Reverend and his followers. The local library board, a group of appointed citizens, finally voted to support the young librarian's refusal to remove the books.
I think that Ms. Russell, the library board, and everyone else involved in this controversy must come to the conclusion that this library and what we do in Washington County should not be dictated to us by a group of liberals in Chicago, whatever they call themselves, where they call themselves the Committee for Intellectual Freedom. To me, that's a misnomer of first class, to say that it's intellectual freedom, it's intellectual bondage.
Do school authorities have the right to select books that reflect the values and political perspectives of the community? Should students be allowed to read anything they choose? Or should their parents, the taxpayers, make those decisions for them? Who would you trust with that responsibility?
And that was another clip from the example of the Bill of Rights Radio Education Project, produced by Pacifica Radio and our in-studio guest, executive producer Addie Gevins, and associate producer of the series, Jenna Allison. And again, with me in studio is Will Lewis, a legendary Pacifica general manager back from the 70s. And we're next going to be talking about how important Mr. Lewis is not only to this station, but to our rights and terms of the Bill of Rights. So, Addie Gevins, do you want to sort of start us off with the reason why we've brought Will Lewis in and the next part of our project here of the Bill of Rights Radio Education Project? And by the way, we're here on the Pacifica Radio Network as part of the Pacifica Radio Archives campus campaign to libraries and beyond, to from the vault to the classroom. When you call 1-800-735-0230 from all across the country toll free, you can get a package of 240 hours of historic audio from the Civil Rights Movement to U.S. history, gay and lesbian movement, the Women's Studies Department, arts and literature, science, Malcolm X, Studs Terkel, Noam Chomsky, Howard Zinn. I can actually go on for the next hour, but I'm not. I'm going to stop and let we go on to the next subject. But 1-800-735-0230 is the number to call with your pledge of $350. Or you can go online at supportpra.org to get a full listing of the premiums. Addie Gevins?
So the next clip that we're going to play is something from the Civil Liberties Radio Education Project that I produced with Kathy McAnally in like 1978 or 79. And that was a time when the extent of journalists' rights to be able to protect their sources was being it was a virulently discussed topic. And it was something that was really in the news because Watergate had happened not so long ago, and the Pentagon Papers had happened not so long ago. And we were in the midst of, if you were there at the time, you know I'm talking about, the revolution. It was happening right now. And the Pacifica radio stations were places where people who had really extraordinary views felt that their views would be heard. And so Pacifica ended up being the recipient of all kinds of communiques from all kinds of organizations, and deciding to what extent to be able to really protect those sources when the police and the FBI were looking for to solve criminal cases using these materials was like a real live question. And so when we were starting to produce this program, the Shield Laws were just starting to happen. You know, we were thinking, well, what can we use really to get people to understand what the story is? And it just so happened that when Will Lewis was the general manager here at KPFK, there was a communique from, I believe it was the New World Liberation Front here. And, you know, I don't know whether that one was actually broadcast or not. Oh, I guess it must have been broadcast or they wouldn't have been interested, right? And so the police and the FBI came into the station to try to obtain that tape. And what happened ultimately was Will had to decide whether to stand up for journalist rights and for open access to whoever to be able to express their views if they would be newsworthy views, in which case it was going to be he was going to have to go to jail. So that's what we decided to use as our first opener for this piece.
Will Lewis, you were the gentleman here at Pacifica when the FBI and the police came and sort of raided the station and
it was the LAPD.
Oh, it was the LAPD.
Direct. The FBI did come to talk to me, and they talked to me about the SLA tape.
Right, the Symbionese Liberation Army kidnapped Patty Hearst.
That's right. And we had received that. People don't quite understand that confidentiality that we were trying to protect. But we had published in our program guide, the folio, the KPFK folio, a notice that's saying that any communiques or communication between any particular group and the station for news purposes would be handled in confidential terms, and we would not be cooperating with law enforcement. And that was designed to encourage the free flow of information. Mm-hmm. The freedom of the press is a freedom that's really the freedom for people. And the press is the agent for getting the information.
The conduit.
The conduit, if you will.
1-800-735-0230. We're talking with Will Lewis, Addie Gevins, and Jenna Allison all about the Bill of Rights and the civil liberties that are still being challenged in our courts today. And as we're talking about the right to assemble, the right to all the other rights that we have.
Congress shall make no law.
I think I need to listen to this project. Would somebody please donate and give me the project? 1-800-735-0230. Again, $350 pledge gets you 240 hours. You get to double down and name a school campus that you'd like to donate a second copy to. So why don't we get to the clip next?
Yes.
Let's get to the clip and then we'll talk about the aftermath and what has happened since.
And then Will can continue to educate us.
Then we can actually I can learn a little bit more. All right, so this is the Pacifica Radio Education, Brian Education Project. And let's go ahead and listen to Journalists, It Cannot Happen Here.
Listen, do you want to know a secret? Do you promise not to tell? Whoa, whoa, closer.
The Civil Liberties Radio Education Project presents Do You Promise Not to Tell? Can Journalists Keep a Secret?
Listen, do you want to know a secret? Do you promise not to tell? Whoa, whoa, closer.
We have a search warrant here.
Oh, you have a search warrant?
Premises.
You want to show me that search warrant?
Right here. Yeah. This is the original search warrant. I have a copy of it here for you. It names your building and your person. Would you prefer to go to the office or would you prefer to do it here? There's a copy for you, for your person. You are in charge of the building, is that correct?
Yes, for the foundation.
Okay, fine. And this is for
I'm
the
an
location.
Officer of the foundation. Do I have a chance to call my attorneys?
October 1974, Los Angeles. 10 officers of the Los Angeles Police Department arrive unannounced at Pacifica radio station KPFK. They present a search warrant to station manager Will Lewis. Lewis informs them that the document they are seeking, a communique from the New World Liberation Front, is not on the premises. The police officers, who are investigating the bombing of a local hotel, continue the search anyway.
So if two of the officers would go with you to the location that you're in charge of, and you'd stand by there while they conduct a search, it would speed things up considerably. I would appreciate it if you don't interview any of the officers while they're attempting to conduct the search. We'd like to leave as soon as possible.
When they left 8.5 hours later, the officers took with them several documents, none of which was the communique. They had listened to dozens of tapes, spent hours in the station's business office, and had examined reporters' private notes and memos. What we are listening to now are sections of a tape of the search recorded by KPFK reporters and broadcast live to their listeners.
And listen to the tapes. And Mr. Lewis has stated that we should listen to it on your equipment so we don't disturb the tapes. Yeah.
Are you going to spot check?
All of these, and, well, we won't listen to them in completely, but of course we'll spot check here and there through it and try to expedite it this way.
So. Are you mainly going to concentrate on the small reels, or are you going to go after the 10-inch? All of them.
Yes.
All 2,000 programs in this room?
Conceivably.
Or 3,000?
Yes.
Wow! Are we going to be busy?
It might seem obvious that the constitutional guarantee of freedom of the press would prohibit police searches of newsrooms. That just isn't so. Such searches have happened before, and they will happen again. In 1971, the offices of the Stanford University student newspaper, the Stanford Daily, were searched by the Palo Alto police. On May 31, 1978, the Supreme Court ruled that the search was legal, that it did not violate either the First Amendment or the prohibition against unreasonable search and seizure ensured by the Fourth Amendment. Bill Small, Vice President, CBS News.
CBS News has overseas bureaus in 14 countries. In my memory, none has ever been invaded by police on any premise. Even in Moscow, where our rooms may be bugged and our reporters followed, the police have never yet invaded our newsroom with or without a warrant. But now it can happen here.
Well, it can happen here. It did happen here. And we've got the man in live in studio who it happened to, Will Lewis. That was the voice of you from 1971. Tell us what you were feeling or what you were listening to when you heard that time come back to you.
Well, first of all, it was a very dramatic morning. We were not expecting the search. We had gone to court. We were processing everything. I had gone to jail for 14 days and returned. Because I was freed by Justice William Douglas on the 4th of July.
From the Supreme Court Justice.
Yes. Yeah. He said that no journalist should sit in jail while litigating his or her constitutional rights.
So you first refused, then you were sent to jail, and then when you got back out of jail, came back to the station, then they did the seizure.
They wanted the original copy of the Symbionese Liberation Army tape.
Right. Patty Hearst, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-735-0230 or John Waters,
who
put Patty Hearst in his films, 1-800-735-0230. For $350, you can get a package of the Pacifica Radio Archives Campus Campaign, 240 hours, which includes the entire Civil Liberties Radio Education Project, which includes this program on Will Lewis, KPFK's point in history of the fight for protection of journalist sources. So, Addie Gevins, what did you hear after you just listened to that again? I heard 2,000 reel-to-reels in the archives that they had to listen to. Now we have 50,000.
Well, I also heard that Will was taking care of those tapes while it was happening, which is really wonderful.
Making them play it on our equipment.
Yes, which was really fabulous, which is one of the reasons why we probably still have that tape now. Mm-hmm. Another thing was the fabulous journalists here at KPFK, as soon as the police came in, they turned on their cassette recorders, right?
And I got the cassette recorder.
Yes.
Because I knew that part of the confrontation would not be broadcast live.
Yes.
But Ruth Seymour, who was the program director at the time, we had had plans in case something like this would happen.
Wow.
That we would broadcast it live. So we needed time to get the microphone cords pulled down so we could broadcast the entire proceeding live. So this radio station, KPFK, is like a rectangle. So I went down the opposite end of the rectangle. The police were in the other end. I stopped at the newsroom, grabbed a reporter and a cassette recorder, and the rest is history.
The rest is history. And what we are appealing to you, the KPFA, KPFK, KPFT, WBAI, and WPFW listeners, is to pledge your support to keep history alive, keep, as Will Lewis created history. We are preserving history, and we need to make it accessible to new generations so that they can learn about the courage and the bravery that it took to stand up to protect our rights as a people, to have our journalists tell our story the same way.
And I'm going to benefit from the archives because I do not have a copy of that tape.
You don't have a copy of that tape?
As soon as I get off the air, I'm going to call 1-800-735-0230. I'm going to make a $350 donation on my credit card.
Thank you.
And that's going to mean $700
yes.
to the archives.
Yes.
To get the voices out.
Right. It'll help us match our National Endowment for the Arts grant award that we just received word just 2 weeks ago. And about 3 weeks ago, we heard from the American Archive, funded by the Corporation for
CPB.
CPB, that's it. They've awarded us $105,000 to do a comprehensive inventory. And, you know, Will, the good news is that we have a copy of that to give you because in the last Grammy Foundation grant, we took all the SLA communiques, the original masters from KPFA Library and KPFK, and we've restored every single one of them.
That's fabulous.
So talk about history. We can make those available to the historians and the scholars. 1-800-735-0230.
That's $350, right?
Yep, $350.
Now, that sounds like a lot of money, but if you put it on your MasterCard or your Visa, it's what, $30 a month?
A month?
Yeah.
Right, you can break it up. You can talk to your credit card company about that. Set up new terms. Get a new credit card. You know, one of the great stories that we found just from yesterday, a 20-year-old young man from Texas called in and said that he was listening to the Malcolm X Hour. He did not know who Malcolm X was. And at 20 years old, he just got a new credit card, and he pledged $350 because he wanted to know the people that he wasn't introduced to. 20 years old, we're making an impact as we speak on this broadcast. 1-800-735-0230. Jenna Allison?
Whenever you look at me like that, I get nervous. Now I have to be articulate. Now, when I think about this stuff, I think this stuff that was happening then wasn't history then, as you said. And people who are now legendary for things they did were doing it then. And the stuff that's in the archives, when you take $350, which turns into $700 right now, you're supporting you're pulling out the work of visionary stuff that we don't even know was visionary when it was happening. Boy, I got that all garbled. I don't think so. I think I unsurpassed. You're getting the work of people like me who can articulate an idea with such clarity. No, but I did have a very good point in there, and I think if you search, you will find it.
And what about
the website?
The website.
And yes, right. So if you go to supportpra.org, you can pledge online securely and easily or call 800-735-0230, and you will be preserving the visionary work of people who were just doing their jobs at the time but who in 40 years, there are people who've changed your life and you don't know it unless you actually look back and listen.
Right. Every single listener out there has been changed by the work and the courage of Will Lewis, the man that's sitting
true.
Right inside this room because of the journalists from Amy Goodman has everything to owe to you because she has sources that she needs to protect. And without you, Amy Goodman, and Democracy Now! Wouldn't be happening the way that it happens. We need to hear from you, ladies and gentlemen, at 1-800-735-0230. Honor the men and women that are sitting with me that have provided not only material and history in audio format that we here in the archives are preserving and make accessible to schools and to scholars and to the nation, to our cultural heritage, to the Library of Congress. This is the People's Library of Congress. It's the Howard Zinn collection of you, the people, the listener of Pacifica. 1-800-735-0230. Mark Torres, you've just joined us in Master Control. What's up?
Well, I wanted to say hello to Will Lewis officially on the air, and the SLA tapes were some of the first tapes that I listened to when I started here about 20 years ago, and I always wanted to know, where was that cassette? Was it in your shoe, like, the whole time?
No, it was open. I mean, I just put the cassette down, and it was running, and held the microphone, and the rest...
When you signed on to be general manager of KPFK, did you realize that you would be risking going to jail for doing your job?
Not really. But although we've discussed about the protection of sources and what we would do if we were raided by the police, we discussed that at Pacifica Foundation meetings.
So you had to discuss that because Pacifica Radio was the source of much important information in those days, correct?
Absolutely. You know, Pacifica has a great history of getting of tapping into new movements or talking to the oppressed. For example, the first known broadcast in the United States that featured homosexuals was done at KPFA in Berkeley in the 50s.
Right. That was 1958 by Elsa Knight Thompson and featured Howard Call. And that actually is part of the Gay and Lesbian Studies package in Campus Campaign Volume 2, 10 hours of Gay and Lesbian History Studies, which includes the 1958 first national broadcast of an interview with a self-identified homosexual and a psychologist that simply said, "They're human beings, first and foremost." 1-800-735-0230. Let's get 10 callers at the $250 amount or the $350 amount, and we can meet our goal of $5,000 this hour so we can reach our major goals for the full year. We can keep our staff in the archives pulling tapes. We can keep Mark Torres tied to his desk, editing and mixing and producing from the vault each week as we pull out history. We're going to be featuring the Bill of Rights Radio Project again in an upcoming From the Vault. We're going to be featuring things that Will Lewis has just taught me about our archive. We just sort of walked through the refrigerator and couldn't keep them away from the shelves and picking tapes out. It's really an exciting moment in my career here at Pacifica to meet Will Lewis and share with him not only his history here, but what we've been able to accomplish with you, the listener. We could not accomplish preserving this material without you, the listener, coming and stepping up to the plate now and calling 1-800-735-0230 and making your pledge of support to the Pacifica Archives.
And if you have pledged before to Pacifica Radio, you help produce those programs that you're going to hear.
That's right. You know, every single tape and every single staff member and every single razor blade that was bought to splice tape together back in the old days when this documentary was produced originally was put together by donations by you, the listener. Pacifica exists simply because individuals like you yourself out there picked up the phone and dialed 1-800-735-0230 and told the volunteers in the phone room that you care about the history that is residing in the archives, that we're custodians of. You know, we do the yeoman's work of tape by tape and individual by individual. We can change the course of our political situation in our country. If people had this education before the elections of this last year, you know what? In 2 years' time, let's get thousands of these materials out. So maybe 2012, we won't have the outcome that is predicted at this time with a right-wing takeover. Let's get the word out there and the education out there. 1-800-735-0230.
And those voices are the first draft of history.
Exactly.
That's why it's so important.
It really, really is, because without those voices being part of that first draft, they're not in it anymore. They're excluded. It becomes like the interpretations without those critical voices. Really seriously, nobody will know who said what. So it's extremely important that the tapes that we have here in the vault actually get out there and become part of that.
I would like to send a message out to ESL teachers across the country, because this material would be fabulous in English as a second language classrooms, so that your students could hear the real voices of the people who they're having to learn about in this country, and to hear an alternative view to what they've probably heard in their own country. This is fabulous stuff for language learning, as well as a true education about what the U.S. and international happenings.
Well, we've definitely heard from the BBC, as we produce and broadcast from the vault on the BBC, that the entire United Kingdom, the outreach of the BBC audience, has no entryway into American history from the leftist progressive perspective, because it isn't in the textbooks yet. So Pacifica already, every single day, every single week that we broadcast to the BBC, and with every donation that you make to the Pacifica Radio Archives, we can change minds and teach not only our United States, but the entire world about what America, the American liberal and the progressive, did over the past 50, 60 years here at Pacifica and in our country. 1-800-735-0230. $350 will get you 250 hours of incredibly diverse material and information.
If I only have $250, what do I get?
If you have $250, you'll get Campus Campaigns Volume 1 and 2, which is 180 hours. It's not less than or less important than the $350 level. But the $350 level will get you the entire series of the Bill of Rights Radio Education Project and the Civil Liberties Radio Education Project, and the newest From the Vault episodes, 40 of them, plus 180 hours of the campus campaign.
And another copy will be sent to the campuses,
right?
And,
yeah,
or the White House.
It already sounds like
or
too much anyway.
Or your congressperson.
You know what? And you know what? Nobody actually has sponsored the White House yet. So these materials, if somebody would donate $350, I would be more than happy to send a copy to the White House, to President Obama or Michelle Obama, or to any of his staff.
How about the George Bush Library?
Oh, that's an idea.
You know what? George Bush is actually doing a book signing of his new book at the Ronald Reagan Library in Simi Valley. Would somebody call and donate to the Ronald Reagan Library to show that there are materials that are alternative viewpoints than what Reagan and Bush represent? 1-800-735-0230. I heard George W. Bush on an interview talk about how proud he was, or how he accepted the fact that torture was okay. It's not okay, Pacifica. 1-800-735-0230.
And you get the vote with your pledge.
Yes.
Yes.
I would like to say something about the experience of working on the Bill of Rights Radio Education Project, and it's really indicative of the kind of work that exists in the archives that you have restored and that has not yet been restored. When we began the project, the process of selecting a topic, it was the most grueling. the stuff in there is so good, and the Bill of Rights is so good, because from the conception of the project to identifying the immediate yet universal issues that we were going to explore, to the research, which was enormous. These were serious, in-depth productions. And then one of the parts that really struck me when I was working with Addy, we talked to the really top experts in all these fields. We were just producers in community radio, but I talked to Ramsey Clark, which was one of the high points of my life. And so we really had the leading thinkers of the time. And it was very controversial, but we were unafraid. People like Will, good heavens. So the interviews, we worked with everybody. And then the production, we would never sleep. So what is in the archive is the product of these kinds of brains, the passion that we all had, and the vision. And when you support PRA by calling 800-735-0230 or going to supportpra.org, you are helping to preserve this amazing work that's been done by Pacifica producers just for heart and passion and vision.
And many, many, many volunteers.
Well, we only have a little bit left in this hour before we say goodbye to Addy Gevins and Jenna Allison and the legendary, and we're just so proud that you came by and agreed to be on the air with us, Will Lewis. I'm just stunned by.
I'm proud to be here because of the archives. I mean, that is a defining moment for Pacifica, because radio is ephemeral, and the fact that this stuff has been preserved and it needs to get out is important.
Well, thank you so much for your career at Pacifica and for being with us. And let me just go over really quickly. For $350 pledge of support on your credit card to the Pacifica Radio Archives Preservation and Access Project, you're going to get 240 hours of audio, and included, I'm going to give a see if I can do this in. See, so yeah, time me. In the Civil Rights Pack, you'll get James Baldwin, Dr. Martin Luther King, Ossie Davis, The Power of African American Women, which is Fannie Lou Hamer, and I just forgot, Cesar Chavez. In the United States history, we have George Carlin's case with Pacifica and the FCC, the seven dirty words you can't say on the air. The free speech movement of UC Berkeley with Mario Savio. Rachel Carson at a press conference, the founder of the modern environmental movement. Ralph Nader, an hour of Ralph Nader's speeches going back to the 1970s at Pacifica. Gore Vidal, the incredible Upton Sinclair, the author of The Jungle, giving lectures at the college, in Claremont College, when he was in his late 80s, talking about the experience of infiltrating the meatpacking industry to come up with the book that changed the course of our food industry, The Jungle. And I know everybody that went to high school in America in the 50s, 60s read The Jungle by requirement. And this should be required listening in schools across America. 1-800-735-0230. And I haven't even gone but only into two CDs of the 18 that you'll get. In the arts and literature, you'll get Allen Ginsberg's reading his poem Howl for the first time in 1956. The film critic Pauline Kael started her career at Pacifica in Berkeley at KPFA. Henry Miller, she actually does a critique of Lawrence of Arabia and pans it. Henry Miller, Jim Morrison the poet, actual voice of Jim Morrison talking about where he comes up with his ideas for his lyrics. John Coltrane talked about the spirituality of his music. Women in Film, that's Betty Davis from 1969, Shelley Winters, Jane Fonda, Kurt Vonnegut, an hour of Kurt Vonnegut, the most banned author in American libraries. We have an entire hour of Kurt Vonnegut on Pacifica Radio. Woody Guthrie, A Better World Coming, a documentary about Woody Guthrie interviewing his wife, Marjorie Guthrie. The filmmaker Jean Renoir, the son of the great painter, talking about his films. And Alfred Hitchcock being interviewed in San Francisco during the filming of Vertigo. 1968, the year that was, Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet as produced in a most avant-garde way in WBA in New York, Romeo and Juliet, 1968. You got to listen to that one. It's actually one of my favorite things ever. The 1968 Columbia University student strike is covered by Pacifica. The Paris student uprising covered by Pacifica. The Poor People's Campaign covered by Pacifica. The Mexican-American Experience. Robert Kennedy, A Night in Chicago, its coverage of the 1968 Democratic National Convention. All in one CD, 10 hours. Yours if you get 1-800-735-0230 on your phone pad. Dial us, give a donation of $350, and you'll get that copy, and you'll get to name a school, college, or a third party of any kind. We'll take any idea of where you think these materials need to go. And you can also receive the second copy yourself and just take it away and give it to somebody yourself or give it to school. We've got 30 seconds left. Any last comments from anybody about your time here at Pacifica or the future of history?
Well, Brian, as the archivist, the archive director, I want to congratulate you and your staff on the great work that you're doing. And you need the money. You have to come here and see the state of these tapes before they become CDs.
I know. I almost threw up because I saw some dust on top of a tape. I was mortified that you saw that. 1-800-735-0230. Thank you for listening. Keep those pledges coming. And in the next hour, I believe we're going to be listening to a little bit of Jimi Hendrix from the Pacifica Radio Archives, one of the great hits of Pacifica's documentarian style and the creative force that is Pacifica. Thank you for listening. I'm Brian DeShazer, and keep listening and keep calling.
You are listening to the Pacifica Radio Archives 8th Annual Marathon Fund Drive broadcast. from the vault to the classroom to libraries and beyond.
Hello, yes, this is Brother Cornell West, and I am here to do all that I can to support the campus campaign of my dear brothers and sisters at Pacifica. Students, faculty, teachers need to get in on this magnificent project and program. I'm doing all that I can. I'm behind it 120%. It is what we need in these times.
There are many ways to join the campus campaign. The simplest way is to make a donation by calling us now at 1-800-735-0230 and select a gift and name a school or library you'd like to sponsor. 1-800-735-0230. Volunteers are standing by. You can also request both copies so you can use the second copy as a holiday gift. You can support us with a $75 pledge and receive 40 of the newest episodes of From the Vault, featuring Edward Said, Lorraine Hansberry, John Lennon, Nias Nin, Lena Horne, and many others. Or you can pledge at the $350 level, our best value, and receive two sets of 240 hours of historic, educational, and very engaging programs. Call 1-800-735-0230 or visit supportpra.org.
Welcome, listeners, to 99.5 WBA.